on today's Compassion Radio.
We have a big ambition to be the voice of the voiceless and to be a way of inspiring those who want to live faithful, passionate, productive, and meaningful lives here at home. Mm-hmm. Friends, if you're listening to this program, you're the person that we're talking to.
Intrepid.
When God tells you to go, then everything works out. He provides.
Involved.
It is so exciting to see what God can do, and this is why there is so much hope.
International.
Compassion Radio allows the listener to get involved in projects that are going to change history.
This is Compassion Radio. Tracking the triumph of God in every nation on earth. Hello and welcome to the final edition of Compassion Radio for 2016. Thank you for tuning in and hope you're having a great day thus far. You know, like so many nonprofit ministries such as ours, if you're thinking of making a year-end tax-deductible gift, please keep us in mind. You can contact us today and tomorrow, Saturday as well. Our phone lines will be answered at 1-800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. Now, today's broadcast is a continuation of the conversation that got started yesterday between Cher Nelson, Bram Floria, and yours truly. Right now, we pick it up with Cher talking about seasons of change in the history of this intrepid ministry.
It's really interesting that things are changing because this is the season when things changed dramatically for Norm, and he made the shift in the program. Many of our listeners may not know our whole story. Norm's father began the program as a 15-minute broadcast on one station, one day a week. God opened up amazing doors in strange ways to provide a bigger audience. Eventually ended up to be, as it is now, 5 days a week, half hour. But Norm was a part of this broadcast since he was 5 years old. He told the Bible story and gave the mail address all the way through school, through college, through seminary. He always contributed to the program, whether it was finding material for his father or writing material for his father. They always sang together. They continued to do albums together as duets. There's not been a time ever when he was not associated with the program. But when he came back to California after serving in pastorates and as a college chaplain and various things back east, and became one of the regular speakers on the broadcast, he continued what his father had always done, which was little anecdotes, little scriptural devotionals, and a lot of music on the program. As Norm began to have his own day, he began to expand into messages because he had more to say. He wanted to do something a little deeper. And when he finally did take over all of the broadcasts, that's what he was doing, was full messages with a little bit of music. But then, because of two projects that the Morning Chapel Hour had done, that his father had done, there was a school in Busan, South Korea, and an orphanage in Hong Kong, both of which Morning Chapel Hour had had a major part in starting and supporting. Norm had a real heart for Central America, particularly, and was not very interested in going to Asia. But because I had been and I was in love with it, he sort of condescended and went and fell in love. We got home from this trip, and on his desk was an invitation from the Bible League to go to China, all expenses paid, to see God's people, to see God's church in China, and come back and raise funds for Bibles for China.
It was the first real awakening of the church to be open to the church in the West, mm-hmm. and to actually bring them together, to actually have interaction with, worship together, to share the gospel together, to open the Word together, which mm-hmm. was the whole point of the Bible League, was to get more copies of the Bible into the hands of Christians in China, especially the house churches, which were forbidden legally from having a Bible. And the need was becoming obvious that thousands and thousands of new believers were coming online every day.
Hundreds of thousands.
And so you had the opportunity to go, and that's pretty much where you started intersecting with Jimmy, who's mm-hmm. on my left here at the table.
Right.
God drug you all over there. And so tell us about that shift, because the shift that was happening for the ministry was happening in Norm's heart and Cher's heart, was happening in yours too.
I remember it very well. It was 1995, and I was working at a local radio station here in Southern California. And I also got that invitation from mm-hmm. the Bible League, because what was happening was they were setting up basically a media trip amongst radio people from mm-hmm. across North America. So here I was launched off to go on this trip, and lo and behold, I meet this wonderful couple who live also in Southern California and had a ministry down here. We became good friends, and we teamed up from that point on.
And had some great adventures.
We certainly did.
Which we'll
we
talk about another time. But
so we have this confluence of opportunity and need and change. Everything's changing in your lives during that time. It changed everything about the way the ministry approached the giving with our listeners. Most of the time, it was premium driven. It still is in a lot of ways that we love to offer special things every month as a thank you for the way the listeners believe and support this ministry. But we've tied it more into specific things, too, by bringing attention and awareness to different projects and participating in them through awareness, through prayer, through going, and also through giving. And that's become a major part of the ministry over the years, is how we contribute with and partner with ministries in many parts of the world. And that's not going to stop. In fact, we plan to grow this thing in a way that we can have more and more availability of our resources to go towards things that we're passionate about. So we'll go that direction. But it also meant that the way we approach our listeners for giving has changed a lot in those years. And we've become more and more dependent upon the generosity of people to rise above the level of just a single premium or a little bit of giving here and there. Mm-hmm. Some of our givers give reliably and faithfully, and we need a lot of those. And some give at the end of the year because they know they can make a substantial donation through end-of-year giving, and they make that part of their giving. And that's become a very solid and important part of our financial picture as a ministry.
Highly important, yes.
And we're at that point right now. You all know this, folks. Year-end giving is coming at you as a pitch from all kinds of sources. You have many other ministries or churches that you support. You have radio stations or affinity programs or clubs that all make the appeal for the end of the year. So all I want to do right now is simply say, for those of you who have seen value in us over the years, thank you for how you've supported us. And we need to be able to say to you why Compassion Radio is unique as a giving opportunity. And I want you to understand why it is, because we really do believe that as a very small team committed to these kind of storytelling and going and ministering and doing, that we have a special place in the kingdom that God seemed to have kind of trusted us with, because not many other ministries, especially communications ministries, have given that much of their focus or passion to these kind of projects.
And we were told when we made that change that we would not survive. We skipped the part where on the way home from the first China trip, Norm and I were talking about it, and Norm became just fully convicted that we needed to change the program to bring the church around the world home to the American church, that we needed to know here in the States what our family was really like, what faith was like around the world, what God was doing, unaided by anything Western. He was doing a new thing, and Norm felt like he had seen the New Testament church in action. And he said, we have to change. We have to bring this to our people, and we have to ignite them to be part of this church. They have to get up, get going, do things, not just sit here and hear the word all day, every day, and do nothing with it.
And you know, Cher, this radio station that our listeners are listening to right now no doubt have some wonderful ministry programs. The one that aired just prior to our program and the one that's airing after
our
program.
They are all wonderful, yeah.
And I would well imagine that for the majority of these ministries, they rely quite a bit on December and year-end giving. Mm-hmm. And we're certainly no different whatsoever.
It's true in the secular world as well, in nonprofits,
public
right?
Public radio. Mm-hmm. I mean, we just call upon you to give with your heart. We have some wonderful voices at the end of the phone. Mm-hmm. We have Lena. Lena is a dear friend of mine, and she's with us in the early morning hours. She's on the phone 8 o'clock Eastern time, and then Paula takes over in the middle of the day hours, at least Pacific Coast time. But we've got a warm voice there waiting to hear from you. They are eager to get that phone ringing at 800-868-2478. Typically, we give out the phone number and the website and the address, right, Ram, towards the end of the program.
Usually.
But you know what? If you don't have that phone number, if you have the opportunity to maybe plug it into your smartphone right now or jot it down, 800 866-248-2478. Or, of course, you can go to our website 24/7, CompassionRadio.com. If you can get your special year-end gift in prior to the calendar turning over to January, that would be key for us.
Yeah. What I started to say before was that everyone told us we could not survive as a radio broadcast doing what we were planning to do, because if people gave to the project that we had, they would not give to the ministry. They would give to one or the other, and it was more fun to give to the project and less fun to give for radio time. But Norm felt that God had led him to do this, and he felt that we were going to do it even if we couldn't do it on the radio. Somehow or another, we were going to find a way, even if it was out of our garage, sending out letters to people. That's what God was calling us to do. And we lost, as many of you know, we lost over half of our stations because a lot of stations didn't like the approach. It just wasn't real popular at first. They didn't want to hear about starving orphans at 9 o'clock in the morning. They didn't think it was appropriate. But God gave us tenfold what we had and brought in stations that believed in what we were saying and what we were doing.
We talk about bringing in tenfold. Mm-hmm. We're not talking about dollars exactly.
Stations.
This is about God's economy, about how God leveraged even less to do more. Mm-hmm. And that's been that way for the past dozen or so years. We have added to our family a huge amount of new stations mm-hmm. that have bought into this vision of something beyond just another teaching program. We need the teaching programs. And we mm-hmm. are, like we said before, we are very aware and grateful for those strong ministries that bolster us. They're our bookends.
That we listen to.
Yeah. Right. They're the reason that you probably got on the air this morning and listened to this radio station right now. And we're in the middle of that. We thank you for supporting them, too. But what we're looking at here is to ask God to provide opportunity and his way of answering prayers, not just a certain dollar amount, but we need more loaves and fishes. We need people who are willing to bring those small gifts and let us, with them, believe that God's going to leverage us in ways that only God could do. And that includes building in regular givers that are willing to partner with us month after month. That could be individuals. That could be Bible study groups or home fellowships. I know that my home fellowship adopts a different ministry every year to give specifically to. Perhaps you are involved with a home fellowship yourself, would love to find a way to impact the entire world, including this nation, by your giving. A gift of $25 or $30 a month from a group like that would be a lot. It would transform us. We found a few hundred of those around the country. It could be churches or missions departments of churches that say, we'd like to add Compassion Radio and the projects you do around the world as part of our regular giving from this fellowship. There are all kinds of ways I can imagine, but there are other ways I haven't even thought of yet. You, my friends, who listen to this program are the ones that have the imagination, because God put it in you, to find a way to help us do something extraordinary, which is to take what the seed of this ministry has been and grow it, to help it to flower, to bring us to new horizons and new relationships and new places, and bring all of that richness back to you so that you are inspired to do something even more remarkable right where you are, to empower your prayers to be vivacious and faithful and expectant. We want your prayer life and your faith to grow right where you are, and not just on our behalf. We want your spiritual life to be enriched and grow because of what you hear God is doing in your family around the world.
And Cher, I know that there's been a shift in the last handful of years, and Norm has been, I think, surprised by this, the fact that so many of our listeners are giving online because it is safe and secure. We've got our website, CompassionRadio.com, and I know that there's some unique ways our listeners can participate just by going online.
There are, Jim, and without even having to spend one extra penny giving to us, they can help us. Many of you are aware of organizations like smile.amazon.com, where anything you purchase at Amazon, you can have a portion of it donated to Compassion Radio. There's also iGive.com that you can join, which automatically will give a portion of whatever you spend for whatever you're buying to Compassion Radio. It takes so little effort to bless us. And, you know, maybe we only get 10 cents off of what you buy, but all those 10 cents matter.
Exactly. There's a reason why those kettles are out there collecting pennies.
And it doesn't hurt at all to give that way.
So in our case, we give to ourselves literally by ordering our toner and things through iGive.
We
and
do.
Go on stable.com and get that order put in for our normal office supplies. At the end of a few months, there's a few dollars that came back just from the things we had to buy anyway for our own ministry. So that could be the same for you if you want to participate with us in a way where you think to yourself, I just help Compassion Radio simply by buying my groceries here or by ordering this particular gift this way through Amazon. So I'm going to do it anyway.
And if you have any questions about that, if it doesn't make sense to you, give our office a call.
Oh, yeah.
As Jimmy said, at 800-868-2478, and our operator will walk you through the process and help you understand it.
And we're actually looking forward, Bram, we've been talking about this, to setting up a special phone line because we want to hear from our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
And starting in 2017, we want to create, at the very least, a little bit of a platform for our wonderful listeners where you can just let us know what Compassion Radio has meant to you and what projects that you've really gotten behind before and what you're passionate about. And Bram, I know you mentioned this earlier. Here we are, last days of 2016. If you're able to give a one-time year-end gift of any amount, $25, $50, a couple hundred dollars, that is wonderful. But the real bread and butter of this ministry, and I know of so many ministries, are the folks who are able to give on a consistent monthly basis. Maybe you can give $25 a month, perhaps $30 a month or more. Those are the gifts that we really, really rely on. And
that's what we can budget on.
Yes, exactly.
We can't budget on anything else. We don't know what's coming. But there are ways that you can do that without even having to think about it. You can set it up through your credit card. You can set it up through your bank account, just as you do with many other things that you pay for automatically.
So you could, in your ear and giving, folks, do something new. An Advent for you. This is your way to give your gift back to Jesus in this context, in a world context, which is where Compassion Radio lives. And you could request, I'd like to make this a continuing gift, that starting in January of 2017, I would like to give this much. You could put that in the notes section saying, just contact me about adding this as my part of my regular giving. We'd love to add you to that family this coming year. So we know that the family of faithful partners for Compassion Radio is growing, and that we are reaching more and more people with passionate conviction that in this year of 2017, we're going to do something extraordinary. We're going to keep growing and going. And in the light of the great legacy and the history and the foundation upon which we stand as a team, which is Norm's long life of committed service in this field of communications and in ministry and the pastorate, we want to honor him in every way by giving you, friends, a voice with the helpless and those who are under the gun all around the world that need to know Jesus. We need to be able to go out there and continue that legacy that he's laid for us, to be the ones to say, you are not forgotten. We are here for you. We're bringing your stories back to the church in the West, and we're inviting them to pray and to help through agencies that are helping you, many more like you. And that may God bring peace to you. May he bring peace to the world through his church. And we're part of that. And so we don't have any aspirations to be the solution to every problem. We have a big ambition to be the voice of the voiceless and to be a way of inspiring those who want to live faithful, passionate, productive, and meaningful lives here at home. Friends, if you're listening to this program, you're the person that we're talking to. And I mean that heart to heart, not just because you're hearing us on the radio right now. We want you to hear us every day. We want you to hear our heart in this. We want you to join with us and be world changers.
And friend, if you're listening to this broadcast and if it's ministered to you and we've never heard from you before, let this be the first time we hear from you. And for our regular listeners, Bram, how many times Norm has said, we have a hard sell. We have a hard sell. Norm has said that so many times. Unlike many of the ministries that you probably hear on this radio station, we do have a unique sell because not only do we need to have the gifts come through to keep this radio program strong and on the air and thriving, and for us to expand our ministry to new opportunities and new radio stations, but we also need that giving to come through, yes, to fund fund those projects of Bibles for China and for the orphan children in South Africa and for the India partners, and the ministries go on and on and on. So it's kind of like it's a dual-prong thing. And we also need your support to help us pay the light bill and to help us contribute towards the radio stations who are airing our programs. Yes. We're so grateful for you.
We are. And we're not talking about many lights here. This is not a big office.
This is true.
We have a small team. And in fact, it's about 5 people that make this ministry happen all around the world. And it has been for many years. We've never sized it up or had big ambitions to become a large organization that includes many employees. We've looked for every opportunity to leverage God's resources wherever we find them. And that means our listeners giving as well, to be able to forward as much as possible directly to the front lines of faith, and to very wisely and frugally find a way to get to the places where we can bring you the stories that you want to hear. And that's how we operate. And that's why we've been able to keep in the good graces of the financial accountability organizations. ECFA has us fully vested as a member.
That's right.
But year-end giving is going to help us end 2016 in the black. It's also going to help prepare the way for the projects that must happen on January, in February, in March of 2017. So we do urge our listeners, if you've never considered doing an end of year gift, please consider us this year. And maybe it'll be a start of something new, a new relationship where they might become part of your regular giving. And if so, God bless you for that too. But understand, folks, the need is serious, it's important, and we trust that God's going to move the people to be part of this, that God wants to be part of this. If you're hearing my voice right now, I hope you're also hearing God's voice, that He wants to reach people in many places of the world that no one else is willing to go to, and to be the voice of the downtrodden, of those who have no voice, and bring their passionate story back to us so we can live a more faithful, a more passionate, a more effective Christian life here where we live.
Well, Bram, we've asked a lot of our people today. We've asked because we feel like they're family. We believe there are many out there who love us as much as we love them. But I feel like as we're asking for them, we need to ask for them. Would you close us out today with a prayer covering our wonderful friends out there?
Friends, these kinds of prayers come from our lips to God's ears every day on your behalf, because every day we believe in you and we speak your names. We speak you to our Father. So let's reach out to Him together. Dear Father in heaven, you are a great and mighty and awesome God. We worship you because you are, and because you created us to worship you. And we are not ashamed of that. All across our country, we bow together in acknowledgement of your sovereignty and of your capacity and of your love for all of us. And we thank you from the bottom of our hearts that you sent Jesus to us. Father, we together want to find ways to bring that gift of Jesus to others. Mm-hmm. And we can't do it without you finding a way for us to go and to do and to connect the people who would have no reason to know or love us or listen to us if it wasn't for your Holy Spirit making a way forward. So we ask you, Father, make that way. Help us to be effective and disciplined and faithful stewards of this gift of Jesus, and to bring others into that great gift, that great life that only comes through your Son. Lord, we pray you would do it in our homes, on our way to work, with our coworkers. We pray you would do it in our fellowships, in our churches. We pray you would do it as we reach out around the planet to places who have never even heard your name before. And as the gospel comes to them and returns to us full of new fruit, that we would lift up your name in praise again, thanking you for all you did in so many places around this planet which need you. We love you, Lord. We ask for your blessings upon all of our friends and families out there across this country throughout this holiday season. Multiply their gift of love to you and provide for every one of their needs in the way that you see fit, to take their loaves and fishes and multiply them for their needs and for the needs around them, so that they would know your hand was at work in their lives and in their very pocketbooks, that you took care of them. In your name I pray these things, Lord. Amen.
Amen, Bram. And as we oftentimes say in each and every program, there are 3 easy ways that you can give. We have Lena on the phone. We've got Paula on the phone. And boy, do they love to hear from you and to pray with you. 1-800-868-2478 is the number. And that number you can call anytime, day or night, 800-868-2478. 2478. Of course, there's our mailing address, Post Office Box 2770, Orange, California 92859. Again, Box 2770. Orange, California, 92859. And like so many folks are doing nowadays, and it's great, it's convenient, safe, CompassionRadio.com. You can give online right there. In fact, I would encourage you to do so, CompassionRadio.com. Do remember us as in really the closing hours of 2016.
Friends, we love you. We thank God for you. We look forward to what God's going to do together through all of us in 2017. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you all.
Well, friends, this is indeed our final Compassion Radio broadcast for 2016, so it's your last opportunity to make your end-of-year tax-deductible gift to the Ministry of Compassion Radio. And make no mistake, it would bless us tremendously to hear from you today, or tomorrow for that matter, being the last day of the year. Our toll-free number, 1-800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. Our mailing address, Box 2770, Orange, California 92859. Again, that's Box 2770, Orange, California 92859. Or you can always find us online safe and secure, CompassionRadio.com. That's all one word, CompassionRadio.com. And that phone number once more, 1-800-868-2478. Well, from our Compassion Radio family to yours, Happy New Year. And we'll be back with you again Monday with more Compassion Radio.